You're listening to Morning Edition on KCAW, Raven Radio in Sitka. So great to be with you this morning. Taking a look at current weather conditions outside the station. Light rain at 51 degrees. Wind speeds are calm with 8 miles visibility over at the Rocky Gutierrez Airport this morning. And it is time for the morning interview. I'm so glad to welcome into the studio Mr. Alex Serio, who is the Executive Director of the Sitka Music Festival. Alex, welcome.
Morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. The festival is in full swing at this point, yes?
Yes, we just finished our halfway point with this past weekend and had our Allen Marine cruise last night with Miso Black Cod, and we're gearing up for an artist changeover today and heading into week number three.
Excellent. Can you give us a little recap of some highlights of what's happened so far?
So we've had a strong focus on community this year and fostering community spirit. We've had, I think, about 10 free events so far, and we're trying to create a lot of opportunities for people to connect with the artist. And so we had 2024 Grammy-winning pianist Awadajan Pratt in town this past weekend, along with our Grammy-winning artistic director, Azul Bailey. And after each concert, we've had cookies and just a chance for people to get to know the artist and show them who Sitka is as a community.
Awesome. Have you had pretty good people sticking around after the concert and getting a chance to engage a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Lots of sugar and conversations abound. So
maybe some caffeine too, some coffee or whatnot. Great. So how did you had the cruise last night? Nice weather for that.
It was nice. No rain, a little overcast, but beautiful, very mellow. I'm listening to Zul play his 1693 cello out in the middle of the open water. It's
special. Didn't bring the carbon fiber one for that?
No, he brought his real cello last night.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome. Well, good. I'm glad it worked out well. And give us a little bit of highlight of, you said there was an artist changeover. So who's coming to town? What can we expect in the next week or two?
So today we're bringing in Simply Three and Matt Herskowitz. And I'm excited for this. As I've been here, going back to the friendship thing, this is now my third season, my second full season as executive director. I was being onboarded 3 years ago.
Right.
But getting to know the artist over the years, it's really special because you start to know who they are as people and the music means a little bit more. So Simply Three was here the first fall I was executive director, and it's chamber music for people who didn't know they like chamber music. So they're a lot of fun. They play classical instruments. They're all classically trained musicians, but they play everything from One Republic to the Beatles to Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, Adele. And they also, the last time they were here, they released a new album called Be Still My Soul, which is all American hymn tunes. And they recorded one of those tunes, a music video to it, up on Harbor Mountain. And it's pretty special because they have about 1.5 million YouTube subscribers.
Yeah.
So for them to share the opening to Amazing Grace up on Harbor Mountain with the world, that's part of that symbiotic relationship of them sharing their music with Sitka, and then we share Sitka with them and the world.
Yeah, so could someone go to YouTube right now and type in Simply Three? That'd be the best way to find a video like that?
Offerings. And if you specifically want to find the Amazing Grace, just Simply Three Amazing Grace, and you'll see Sitka.
Excellent, excellent. So just real quick, not to go too far down the rabbit hole, but the idea of chamber music for people who didn't know they like chamber music, what elements of chamber music are they trying to feature, or I guess just the smaller instrumentation or different orchestrations of music? What's kind of the thinking there?
So it's chamber music. It's the music of friends, but it's a small ensemble that is meant to be played in a chamber, mm-hmm. for lack of a better word.
Right.
And traditionally, that's been classical music, and traditionally, the Sitka Music Festival has always been classical music.
Right.
And then in 2022, I think might have been the first time that we sort of branched a little bit out of that with Simply Three.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still a chamber. You know, it's three people.
Yeah.
And they're playing classical instruments. You can listen to them unplugged. So like this coming Tuesday, tomorrow at the Mean Queen, there's only a handful of tickets left, by the way. But you can hear them unplugged and unmiked in their natural sort of state, which is how you would hear chamber music. And then at the bigger concert on Saturday, we'll mic them up a little bit. But I think we're just sort of playing with the idea that chamber music can be a lot of things. It can be jazz. It can be
And like you said, that intimate setting, kind of the romantic stylings of music where it was, here, I've been working on this music. Let's invite some friends over. And, you know, you're just in somebody's living room and kind of doing a small concert like mm-hmm. that. So with that in mind, and you just mentioned it, let's kind of highlight what's coming up this week. You mentioned the Mean Queen. That's tomorrow evening?
Tomorrow evening,
okay.
Yeah.
And you said there are a few tickets left?
Just a few tickets, yeah.
Okay. So what time is that? What can people expect going to that event?
So the doors open at 5, and you can get a seat, order something from the Mean Queen menu, and then at 6 o'clock the music starts, and it's sort of like a musical tasting of what they'll play at the bigger concert, and there may be some different pieces, and again it'll be a different sort of, they're not mic'd, so it'll be a more intimate type performance in a smaller space before yeah. they're over at the big,
that's the hall. Downstairs
Mean the Queen. Downstairs, yeah.
Okay. All right, and as the best way to get tickets for that are
SitkaMusicFestival.org or in person at Old Harbor Books.
Okay, so Old Harbor Books yeah. would have tickets or going online.
Yeah.
Great. And tell us, what else do we have this week? So there's the Mean Queen tomorrow evening. Are there any other evening concerts throughout the weekdays?
So Thursday we have our box launch, which is a free concert for the community, and that'll have also, there might be a little bit of Simply Three, there might be a little bit of Zool Bailey, there might be a little bit of Natasha Perimsky on piano.
Great.
And then our other guest artist, Matt Herskowitz, who will be with us this week, who's also a variation on traditional chamber music. He's playing Chopin Etudes and Jazz, which is, he takes the Opus 10 Etudes, which are opens with fireworks in the right-hand arpeggio, and he plays the traditional setting, and then he, you know, puts them like, he calls it boogie woogie, like a blues line in the left hand, and really, and so it's a lot of fun. And so he'll be playing the evening concert on Friday at Harrigan Centennial Hall, 7 p.m.
Awesome. And then let's see. So we've got the Mean Queen, and then the box lunch is at Otis Theater, correct?
Otis Theater, yeah.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to make sure I highlight. And then the evening concerts are still at Harrigan Centennial Hall.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. And again, people can go to SitkaMusicFestival.org.
SitkaMusicFestival.org okay. or in person at Old Harbor Books.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. All right. And then tell us about this weekend coming up. It's you've got your one of the more annual popular events is happening on Sunday, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so we have our community crab feed, which is on Father's Day, my first Father's Day.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. And this is just only about community. So there's no music. We bring a Bluetooth speaker and Zool plays his selections.
Perfect.
It's just a chance to eat crab, and it's a fundraiser for us. But also it's a chance to meet the artists. So they'll be at a table there, and you know, if you want to say hi to them, walk up, say hi, introduce yourself, tell them if you want to their concert, and they love to hear it.
They'll wipe the butter off their fingers and
wipe the butter off first. Yeah, some wet naps or something.
Right. Okay, so Crab Feed on Sunday, and are there still tickets available for that?
There are still tickets, but those are also going fast, so okay. I would say get your tickets fast.
Okay, and that's at the Covered Shelter at Crescent Harbor, correct?
Yes, Covered Shelter at Crescent Harbor, yeah.
Okay, all right, and rain or shine, I think I remember last year, I think was a really nice day.
Oh, it was beautiful last
year. Yeah, that's right, incredible. I remember coming, and then, of course, it might be rainy, and if it is, then you just put a hood on, and we'll be in the covered area, and people will make the best of it. So, okay, so on Father's Day, Sunday, and then is there a concert on Saturday, too? Did I skip over Saturday?
Saturday is Simply Three at the Big Hall, Harrigan Centennial Hall.
Great. So I guess you mentioned one of the main focuses of the festival this year has been that community outreach and just getting people feeling like they are engaged with the artists, or that everything is accessible, approachable. We covered this week, and then is there anything coming up in the week or two after that that you want to highlight?
Sure. So the final week is we're calling it All in the Family, and so this is interesting because Zool's sister will be here playing.
Oh wow!
And then there's a husband and wife, William Ransom. William was the artistic director in Juno before Zool took over there, and his wife Inzi. So there's a lot of friends and family playing chamber music, so it's special.
So really all in the family. Yeah. You got family members featured doing music together. Excellent. So I've been talking with Alex Serio, the executive director of the Sitka Music Festival. We're just about out of time. Is there anything else you want to mention coming up this week, or just about the festival in general for our listeners?
Just thank you to Sitka for having us. It's our 53rd season, and it's really special to have what we have, an island of 8,000 people. It's
yeah,
pretty incredible.
And like you said, being on your third season now, you have a better sense of the vibe and the flow of all of it. So congratulations to you for the work you're doing with the festival as well.
Thank you.
So, all right, Alex Serio, thank you for coming in. Again, you can go to Old Harbor Books for ticketing information for the festival, or you can go online at sitkamusicfestival.org. I'll be back with a full weather look in just a few minutes. Stick with us here on Morning Edition.